I'm Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israelis on Sunday staged the largest anti-government protest since the war in Gaza began, AP correspondent Lawrence Brooks reports.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has said he is doing everything he can to bring hostages home in a nationally televised speech. Netanyahu spoke while thousands of protesters rallied in Jerusalem in show of frustration with his government and the war in Gaza, urging him to resign. But he said calling new elections in what he described as a moment before victory would paralyze Israel for 6 to 8 months and the ongoing hostage talks. Roughly half the hostages in Gaza were released during a week-long ceasefire back in November, but repeated attempts by international mediators to broker another ceasefire deal have failed. I'm Lawrence Brooks.
Pope Francis rallied from respiratory problems to lead some 60,000 people in Easter celebrations and make a strong appeal for a ceasefire in Gaza and a prisoner swap between Russia and Ukraine. Francis presided over Easter Sunday Mass in a flower-decked St. Peter's Square. He then delivered a heartfelt prayer for peace in the annual roundup of global crises. Members of the public lined up outside St. George's Chapel in Windsor on Sunday to express their well wishes to Britain's King Charles as the monarch concluded his first public royal event since his cancer diagnosis was announced. Upon leaving the church following a traditional Easter Sunday service, Charles and wife Queen Camilla headed towards the members of the public to shake hands and wish a happy Easter. Charles has postponed all previous public engagements since Buckingham Palace announced he was to undergo treatment. This